Revelation chapter number 3. I want to speak to you this morning on the topic of the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb's Book of Life. When all is said and done, eternity, there are only two books that are going to matter. That is the Bible and the Lamb's Book of Life. And I want us to see that this morning in Revelation chapter 3. If you're able to, let's stand as we read our scriptures this morning. Revelation chapter number 3, and we'll start reading in verse number 5. Revelation chapter 3 and in verse number 5 says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not block out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Go over to chapter number 20, Revelation chapter 20. Look with me, please, in verse number 12, Revelation chapter 20, and in verse number 12. It says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Let's pray. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Thank you, God, for the word of God this morning. Thank you for the opportunity together with God's people, Lord, to worship, to praise you, Lord, to give, but most importantly, to learn, to grow. Lord, you gave us the church for our perfecting. And God, I pray that we would listen to what the Word of God has to say to us this morning. Lord, if there's anyone hearing these words that has not accepted you as their Savior, I pray today would be the day of their salvation. God, speak to hearts as only you can. And God, we love you. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So we're going to speak today on the Lamb's Book of Life. And just a simple message, I guess, but one that is the truth, one that we as Christians should be aware of. We as Christians should know what the Bible says. You know, if you're saved, and I know that most this morning, especially a morning like this morning, would profess the Lord as their Savior. But I also know that, as you've heard my testimony before, I sat through church a long time, having not been saved. You heard Brother Peterson's testimony this morning, that he grew up in church, not saved. And it's possible, just because you're here today does not mean that you're going to heaven. And it's important that you know that when eternity begins for you, that you know that you're going to heaven. God wants you to know that. And we read in these passages of Scripture that those that go to heaven, their names are forever in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those that are cast into the lake of fire, there in Revelation 20, is because their names were not found written in the book of life. There's some misunderstanding with the Lamb's Book of Life. There's some songs in our hymn book that aren't quite accurate with the Lamb's Book of Life. But I want us to understand the truth. I want us to see it because of the importance of it. And so just a couple simple points this morning, if you follow with me. Number one, let's discuss this. Whose book is it? Whose book is it? Here in Revelation, look in chapter 21 and verse number 27. Revelation 21 and verse number 27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or worketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." In the Lamb's Book of Life. Back in chapter number 13 in Revelation, look in chapter number 13 and in verse number 8. Chapter 13 and verse number 8 says, "And all they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. This book is the Lamb's book of life. It is the Lamb's book of life. You say, well, who is the Lamb that's speaking of here? In John chapter number 1 and verse 29, you have to turn there. But John the Baptist is preaching, and as Jesus Christ approaches there as he's preaching, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Here in this passage of Scripture refers to that Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You say, why? Oh, of course, okay, preacher, we get it. It's the Lord's book. And I think that's not a hard concept to understand, but I think it's important to just stop and meditate on this just for a second, that it's not our book. It's not your book. It's not the church's book. It's the Lamb's book. You say, well, okay, why is that so important? Because you and I cannot add or subtract to that book. You and I have no authority with this book. And there's a lot of people, matter of fact, a majority of people out there that are thinking to themselves that if there's a heaven, that they are in charge, or their life or their actions is what's going to determine whether they go to heaven or not. Or they think that because they've been a good person, they've earned themselves a spot in heaven. But the fact is this, it is the Lord's book. It's the Lamb's book of life. That is why even in the Old Testament, when Moses, when he came down from Mount Sinai, if you remember, he saw the idolatry of the people. They're all dancing and worshiping this golden calf. And at that point, he went to the Lord and he prayed on behalf of his people, Israel. And he said that he asked God to blot out his name from that book. Of course, the Lord would not do that. We'll look at that verse later. You remember the Apostle Paul, he had such a burden for the people of Israel, the Jewish people, that he said, "I wish myself accursed that Israel would be saved." But he didn't have the power to do that, because it's not Moses' book and it's not Paul's book. It's the Lamb's book. And I say that again this morning because it's his book and it's his rules. It's his rules. You say, why would you say that? Because a lot of people think for some reason that they'll be able to be the exception, or that they can decide how it happens. But we don't have that authority. It's the Lamb's book. It's Jesus' book. You see who it belongs to, then you see what is it. What is it? In Revelation chapter 20, let's read that verse again. Revelation 20 and in verse number 15. Revelation 20 and in verse number 15 simply says this, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The Lamb's book of life is the book of names of those who are entering heaven. Your name there in eternity means that you are going to spend eternity in heaven. At the great white throne judgment, if your name is not found in that book, you will be cast into a lake of fire. Now, there's a lot to digest with all of this, and I understand that. But the fact is this, here in this passage of Scripture, that this is, again, talking about, you can see it in verse number 11, the great white throne. Now, we as Christians will not stand at the great white throne. You and I one day will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And when we are standing before the judgment seat of Christ, that is a time of rewards or a lack or a loss of rewards. It will be time for us to give an account to what we did with all that God gave us as believers. And unfortunately, this is true. I hope it isn't the case for us, but you can spend your life dwelling upon yourself as a believer, and you will still go to heaven, but at that judgment, we will realize that our life was spent in vain, and all of our things and all of our time will be burned up in the fire of God's judgment, and we will stand there empty-handed before God. I don't want to be that way, and I hope you don't either. We want to stand before God someday having said that we did our best. That's the judgment seat of Christ. But all those who are lost, all those who die without Christ will be brought before the Lord here, and we see it in this passage at the great white throne judgment. Now what happens apparently at this judgment is there will be many books that are open. The books that are open will show man's works. It will show their wickedness and show that they rightfully are sinners. Now by the way, you say, well, all of us are sinners. We are, but thank God we don't stand before judgment for that. We've been saved. We stand before a different type of judgment. Our sins are forgiven. Praise God, we're going to heaven because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. But here, every lost person will stand before God, and all of these books will be open, and it will show mankind's sin. It will show just, and no one will ever be able to stand at this great white throne judgment and say, but God, I deserve to go to heaven. All those books will reveal that no, you deserve to go to hell. But then there's another book open, which is different from all those books. It is the Lamb's Book of Life. And their name not being found in this book, they will, as it says in verse number 15, be cast into a lake of fire. My friend, if you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, come to a place of repentance and turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you are my only hope. You are the one who died for me, and I choose to accept you as my Savior. Would you please do that today? Because if your name is not there, you will be cast into a lake of fire. In chapter number 21 and in verse number 27, again it says, and there shall in no wise, talking about heaven, when we get to heaven someday, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but that they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, your name must be written in this book. Someday we will stand before God. Someday we'll stand there. All the lost will stand before the great white throne. And God has recorded all of man's works to show them just what a sinner they are. But then when this book is open and their name's not found there, they'll be cast into a lake of fire. I'm thankful today that for us that are saved, our name is forever in the Lamb's Book of Life. You say, well, when was this book written? This is the part that maybe might catch us by surprise. Look in Revelation chapter number 17. Revelation chapter number 17 and verse number 8. Revelation 17 and verse number 8. This is talking about what's going on during tribulation and that. It says, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. Now you notice here that this book was written from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. Now in Revelation chapter number 13 and in verse number 8, just back a few pages, again it says, and all they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. Psalms, turn back there real quick. Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Then we'll explain all of this. Psalm 139 and in verse number 14. Psalm 139 and in verse number 14 says this, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Now, you say, what do you get all together from this? One more verse, and then I'll talk about it. 2 Thessalonians, back in the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians, and in chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and in verse number 13. 2 Thessalonians 2, and in verse number 13, says this, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, say, all right, explain everything we just read. All right, I will, to the best of my ability. The The Lamb's Book of Life was written before the foundation of the world. And you say, well, whose names are written in the Book of Life? Every man and every life of mankind, their names were put in that book. You say, well, how about those lost people out there? Their names are in the book. Their names are written there. Their names are penned in that book. It's called the Lamb's Book of what? Life. Now, God knew before the foundation of the world, and this is the part I want you to catch it because it ought to encourage your heart. God knew before the foundation of the world that there would be a Travis Burke that would be born in 1975 and that would live however long, I don't know that, on this earth. And before the foundation of the world, my name was written in that book. He knew me. Isn't that awesome? He knew me. He knew you too. He knew you by name. A lot of people think that God doesn't know them or God has forgotten about them. You're wrong. God has known you long before you even knew yourself. Amen. He knows you. Your name was written there. And by the way, you know why it was written there? Because we just read it. He chose you for salvation. You say, are you talking God chooses certain people? I am. He chooses everyone. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's desire, the reason why heaven was fashioned in the size that it was, is because God's desire is that all men come to repentance. That light, John chapter 1, shines upon all men's hearts. God is not willing that any perish. God wants every life to be saved and go to heaven someday. God wants you to be saved. God wants me to be saved. Before we were ever formed, before the world ever was, the Lord had a book. And your name was in that book. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Aren't you glad He wants us to be saved? That's His purpose in our creation, was to have a fellowship with us. You say, well, wait a second, preacher. People that don't go to heaven is because their names aren't found in the book. Because some names are removed. It isn't God's will, but that's what happens. It's not what He wants. That's why even the Old Testament prophets had an understanding that a name can be blotted out. If you're here today and you're lost, I hope that changes today. I hope you get saved today. But if you leave this place lost and tragically you die having never accepted Christ as your Savior, it is then a name is blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. That's not His will. Christ wants all men to be saved. Back in Revelation chapter number 13, I know we read some of these verses again, but with understanding, read it again. Revelation chapter number 13. Now, by the time you get to Revelation chapter 13, the Lord Jesus has raptured the saints. We've all been caught out of here. Amen for that. Thessalonians teaches that all those who are left here after the rapture, those who have heard the truth and at some point in their life said no to it, they will believe a lie. They will not be saved. You know, you can sit in this auditorium this morning, and if you say no to Christ and the Lord comes back this afternoon, which He could. Did you know, and I can't explain it all to you because I don't know what it's all going to be, but you will believe a lie. I don't know what that lie will be, but you will believe a lie. You'll reject Christ one too often before His coming, and you will be forever damned. And those people here we read about in Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 7, and it was given unto him that to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. At the time of the rapture, which could happen today, if you've said and you've heard the truth and you've rejected the truth, it'd be too late for you. Your name will be removed. Now, to me, that shows I can just see and feel the heart of God, who wanted you to be saved, who put your name in this book, but to have to remove it. I promise you this, knowing the heart of God. See, how do you know the heart of God? It's in the book. It's not what he wants. But you've chosen to reject the Lord. These people that have chosen to reject the Lord will not have that opportunity. They'll believe some sort of lie. The Holy Spirit and his conviction will have been removed. Their names will now not be found in this book. In the Old Testament, it's referred to in Psalm chapter 69, if you want to look at it real quick, or I can read it, in Psalm chapter number 69 and in verse number 24. I'll read a few verses to you. In Psalm chapter 69, and in verse number 24, says this, in verse number 23, I'll start reading. Let their eyes, Psalm 69, 23, let their eyes be darkened that they see not. Make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them. Let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. The name of those who have rejected Christ will be blotted out. You see, the Bible teaches that, again, I go back, before the foundation of the world, God knew every life that would ever be. If he puts it in chronological order, which I'm not saying he did, Adam would be written there. Eve. And I don't know. I just said that. But your name and my name is in that book. Now, those who accept Christ, your name is forever written in that book. Praise the Lord. Those who reject Christ, upon their death, having refused Christ one too often, when they die on this earth, having never rejected the Lord, with a broken heart, their name is blotted out of this book. If the Lord would return this afternoon, which he could, and call all the saints out of here, then Thessalonians and other parts of the Word teaches that those who have said no to the Lord will believe a lie, and their heart will be turned against God, and their names will be blotted out of this book. Say, preacher, I don't want my name blotted out. Well, those who reject Christ, their name will be blotted out. Those who refuse to repent, their name will be blotted out. In Exodus, look at this verse real quick. Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter number 32. And in verse number 33. Exodus chapter 32. And well, actually, let's read verse number 31. Again, Israel had worshipped this golden calf, and Moses is heartbroken. God's anger is about to be poured out, and Moses goes and he prays. In verse number, we'll read verse 30. Exodus 32, verse 30. It came to pass on the morrow that Moses said to the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. But Moses doesn't have that authority. Verse 33, and the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. You see, God will one day have to blot names, and has, out of the Lamb's book of life. It isn't because he wants to, but those who have refused to repent, those who have not trusted in Him, those who have rejected Him, those who have said no to Him. And I would add one more there in Revelation chapter number 22. And I'm sorry to go back and forth, but put it all together. In Revelation chapter 22 and in verse number 17, you have here one last invitation to come to the Lord. And it says here in Revelation 22 and verse number 17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." So understand, Scripture with Scripture, anyone and everyone who wants to come to the Lord, God wants you to come. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book." A rejecting of Christ, a refusing to repent, and a rejection of His Word. To try to take away from this book, and say, "Well, I don't believe that. I don't accept that." Well, again, it's not our rules. God says, if you refuse, you try to take away from what He has said, your name will be removed from that book. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we don't want to accept God's Word, and if you choose to die in your sins, having said no to God, no to His call of repentance, no to the Word of God, then your name will be blotted out of that book. So, preacher, I don't want my name to ever be blotted out. Well, you must be an overcomer. Revelation chapter number 3. Revelation 3. Look at this verse real quick. Almost done. Revelation 3. And in verse number 5, it says this. Look at Revelation 3, 5. What a great verse. We started out here. "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." So I want to be that overcomer. Well, I'll turn back just a few more pages. The 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. And in verse number 5. 1 John 5 and in verse number 5. Well, let's read verse number 4. 1 John 5, 4. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Verse number 10. "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." You and I, my friends, look down in verse number 13. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may" what? "Know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." You say, "Preacher, I don't want my name ever blotted out." And there has to be a time in your life when you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you believe that He is who He said He is, that He is the Savior, He is the Christ, that He died for my sins, that the record He gave us in His book, it is the truth. A time in your life when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "I want to be this overcomer." Revelation chapter number 12, again, last verse. Revelation chapter number 12, and in verse number 11, we've referred to this verse a few times. Revelation 12 and verse number 11, "And they overcame him," talking about the devil, Satan. "And they overcame him by" what? Two things. Number one, what? "The blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony." See, I want to be that overcomer. You must believe in the blood of the Lamb. And had a time in your life when you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I have good news for you. Revelation 3 and verse number 5 says, your name shall not be blotted out of the book of life. I know it's a simple message this morning, but really, it comes down to a simple fact. If you've trusted in Christ as your Savior, Brother Peterson, his first year at Bible college, trusted in Christ as his Savior, and his name then and forever will stay in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now that name, Jacob Peterson, was written in that Lamb's Book of Life before there ever was an earth. But it was forever sealed the day he accepted Christ as his Savior. For me, in August of 1989, my name was already there, but it was sealed forever the day I trusted in his blood and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. So how about yours? Is your name forever settled in the Lamb's Book of Life? Say, preacher, it's a cold, wintry Sunday. I came to church. That wasn't my question. Have you had a time in your life? My sister Rachel celebrated a spiritual birthday this week. She gave testimony Thursday night of that. Sermons like this one used to scare her. Praise God, she went to the Lord and trusted in his blood. Not her, but who he is. But now she can post a picture of the scriptures. I know whom I have believed. That he is able. So really, when we sing that song, it isn't a new name written down in glory. It's an old name, but praise God, it's sealed forever. I fear that the amount of people that I sit in churches, that one day their name will be blotted out because they have not trusted in his word. Preacher's kids, people that grew up in church like Brother Peterson, missionary children, deacons' children, Sunday school teachers' children, that knew all the right things, but died having never trusted in Jesus Christ and him alone. Is your name settled in the Lamb's Book of Life? The good news is, Christ wants you to be saved. He's made all the preparation. He came. He died for your sins. God loved you so much, he gave his only begotten son for you. He even went so far as to put your name in the book because that's his desire. But clear scripture teaches that names can and will be blotted out. Not because he wants to, but because man refuses him. Don't say no to Christ.